Hi, my name is Brianna Crump, owner of Living Water Wellness, homesteader and YouTuber, and mother of four boys.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name's Dwayne, your host and producer, and I want to thank you for coming along and taking this journey throughout the county and the surrounding areas to learn more about the people that do things. And as you heard in the open, Bree was talking about a couple, three things that she does, and she kind of has to do it all at the same time because she's one busy person. So Bree, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
And my wife introduced me to you because she uses your services.
Yep.
And I went, I need to find out some more information. So before we dive into all the different aspects of what you do, can you kind of give us a little idea of where you grew up? And did you grow up here? Did you move here? Give us kind of a little Reader's Digest version of who you are.
Yeah, so I went to Kent City Schools, grew up in Cedar, and then in about 10th grade, I moved to Tri-County and graduated at Tri-County. So I feel like those three areas are my home.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Here's the thing. You have a business. Mm-hmm. You have a family, which we'll also call a business, and then you also have a farm, and it doesn't matter where we start. Where would you like to start today?
Let's start with my business.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about, what you do?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I am a therapeutic reflexologist. If you don't know what that is, I rub people's feet in a way, how do I explain this? It's weird without a map. So the feet are a map of the body.
Okay.
And even the hands and the ears as well. Mm-hmm. And every part of your foot, hand, or ear, I only work on the feet really, tells me a part of your body. So like your big toe at the top would be your head. The outer part where the pinky is your upper shoulders, the arm. So every little part, like every part of your body is in your feet. And I look for uric acid deposits in your foot. And it actually feels like those little packets you get in new shoes or purses.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yep. And I basically rub it out and it can be really, really tender. And once I rub those out, it kind of helps bring free flow through the body and helps reduce inflammation and, you know, people with sciatic issues or migraines. I've even had people with tinnitus not have tinnitus after I rub their feet. It's pretty crazy. So I do that. I also am a holistic health practitioner. So if you have digestive issues or chronic or acute illnesses, mm-hmm. I help bring like natural ways to help cure those things instead of your normal like Western medicine pills and things like that.
More organic type.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep.
How did you determine that was a path that you were going to take? Is it something that you wanted to do when you were younger? Is it something that you wanted to do that all of a sudden one day you just woke up and said, I want to rub people's feet? You know, I mean, if you want to break it down into something that's kind of funny.
This is my most frequently asked questions because it's such a niche thing. So I grew up in the 90s. I was a 90s baby. And, you know, what did 90s kids eat? You ate canned ravioli. Mm-hmm. You ate Swiss cake rolls, Nutty Bars. I'm talking to, you know who I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm going... I don't eat a lot of that, but yeah.
In the 90s, that's what came home from school and you just kind of, anyway, at my house, it was like a free for all. It was great as a kid and I loved my parents for feeding me that way. But, you know, I wound up getting hypothyroidism and just fatigue and just tired constantly. I was not doing good in school. I was always falling asleep. It really, really crashed all of my hormones and stuff. A big part of my story is I was a teen mom.
Okay.
And I am getting to a point. I was a teen mom and had my son at just turned 18, got pregnant at 17, had him at 18, and didn't have any clue, you know, at all.
Like, they don't come out with an instruction manual of saying, step one, step two, step three.
Yeah.
So
I ate junky through my pregnancy, wasn't a healthy pregnant person. It wasn't until I had my second son at 21, started really questioning things, questioning what I was feeding my kids, how I was eating. That's where it was 10 years ago. I was like, wait a second. This is not how I should be feeling. This is not how I want my kids to live.
So you had to do some self.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of self-reflection and like discovering, questioning how I was living. So my husband and I, father of all my children, came on this journey with me and went with all my crazy ideas. We tried being vegans for a year. Oh my gosh, that was a mess. Don't do that, please. please don't do that. It's so bad for you. That's going to trigger people probably. Well. But, you know, that's my truth. So anyway, it was like 10 years of really questioning things and what we're putting into our bodies, how I'm taking care of my kids when we are sick, and finally got to the point where I'm like, hey, I'm learning so much. I feel like I need a deeper understanding and direction, and I decided to go to school for it. I went to school and graduated with, you know, my first certification, thought, oh, I think I'm going to go for my second certification, kind of like the deeper levels of things, where you learn, you know, the reflexology and more of like how to run a business of it. I had no intention of running a business.
Yeah.
Really.
You were just doing this for you and your family is what you were doing.
Yeah. And I just kept going, and it turned into me having a business, wouldn't you know, because I had all this information now, and it's like, what do I do with it?
Yeah, might as well share it. You've touched on a lot of things in this short time. You've touched on being tired, you've touched on, you know, different aspects. If somebody's listening, you know, I think that we see and we hear, and a lot of us probably think we know that we should do something. What advice do you have to those people that are hearing this going, I need to do something. What's my next step?
I would first ask, are you ready for radical self-responsibility?
Okay.
Because it requires a lot of change, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Part of holistic is the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. And I really don't think that if you are off kilter in two areas, that you can be totally like in alignment.
Okay.
In one, you know, it kind of all intertwines so synergistically. So I ask my clients, like, are you ready for a radical self-responsibility? If your answer is yes, if you are truly at the end of your rope and you are truly tired of being tired, fatigued, overstimulated constantly, just feel run down, you don't know what your purpose is. If the answer is I'm ready, you know, the next step is that radical responsibility.
Okay. And with that responsibility, and if they're still not, you know, how do I go about this? Do you have, are you available to consult with them
on a
beginning? Like, okay, I've got all these things that I think I should do or that I hear you saying that I should do. I would like to talk to you first. So is that available through you?
Yep. I can do that in person or over Zoom. And I have seen people across America to help them and, you know, get them going and bring vitality and life back to them. So yeah, that is totally a service that I offer. I offer a mind-body connection, which is for people with chronic issues that have been dealing with this for years and years, not just like a sore throat I have a cough type of thing. But yeah, I see people for mind-body connection, and we take a deep dive into your physiology and where you are in your life. So not, it's never a one-size-fits-all.
I was just going to say, it's not like you can go over here and pull out this piece of paper and you say, okay, this works for 10,000 people, it'll work for you.
And in a way, yes. In a way, yes, because everybody needs adequate sunlight, clean water, fresh food, good sleep, you know. So in a sense, if those...
There is a step one, two, three, four.
Those foundations do need to be established.
We just have to be more aware of that.
Yep, it's bringing awareness, and that's where that radical responsibility is, because the way that I think is like, how did people live before the Industrial Revolution?
They did live, because we are here today.
They lived. They survived. I mean, obviously, Western medicine totally has my respect and does have its place. But if we kind of rewind and go back in time, I think people were more aligned with the sun, the moon, not to get woo-woo, but, you know, the daily rhythms and your melatonin and... your cortisol levels were probably well more established then. Your hormones were probably more balanced. You were probably getting the nutrition because they didn't have chemicals in food.
Right.
You know, so I think people in a sense were more whole and healthier.
Okay.
Depending on the region, obviously. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. With that, you know, so you have the reflexology. Mm-hmm. You have the holistic side of things where you can help them try to get that mind and matter and body and everything. Do you also offer products that someone can get to kind of help them in that journey?
Yeah, I do have some supplements, but I really try not to make that the focus of the healing journey, because that's can also just be a Band-Aid. And I'm all about the root cause. So it's not just, oh, you're allergic to this food, don't eat it. It's like, but let's get you to not be allergic to that food. Or, you know, if I do offer supplements, it's very bioavailable, meaning it's already been a food. Right. It's already a plant, animal, mushroom, or something like
sure.
that. I'm not even going to
go. Okay. That's, you know, I guess if they want more information on that, they can get with you.
Yep.
And something else that I found interesting when my wife was talking about what you do is... you also homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to that? You know, did they start in public? Were they homeschooled from the beginning? I mean, it's a mind issue, but when did you and your husband decide that you were going to homeschool?
The Discover Montcalm podcast is brought to you by WGLM, 106.3 FM,
Business Growth Engine,
West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, and DW Video.
God bless my husband.
And you heard God it here first. Him. No.
God bless that man. So we were so poor. Like, we were very poor. We were teen parents, but I always had a very like nurturing intuition with my children, and I always go against the grain with everything. If everyone's going to public school, I'm like, this was before COVID too. So this is where like public school is still kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really weird anymore, but it was weird when I started. And my husband was not on board. We were not in agreement, really. I kind of had to coax him into the idea. At the time, my grandma had a apartment in her basement. So it was like a full apartment. We lived in there. So it was a bit chaotic. It was really stuffed. And I'm like, no, please, please. I cannot send the boys to school. We had two at the time. Would have been 2 and 4.
Okay.
And I'm like, I just cannot bring myself to bring them to school. Let me prove to you that I can handle preschool with them.
He
entertained the idea with preschool. It's easy, right? You can't mess that up. It's arts and crafts and learning your ABCs. So I did it. And it kind of just gradually blossomed. We did put the boys in school. Kindergarten, first grade. So the following year we had moved, and my husband still was like, let's just try public school. So I did. They went to Tri-County. And after that we were like, let's just bring them back. You know, it was like, there's something about all of us being a family, not missing out on time, them learning how to chop wood and really be in tune with nature and right. learning more of a, I would say, Waldorf homeschool type,
sure.
Nature-based homeschool, basically. And then we basically homeschooled the whole rest of the time. There was one other time I gave them the option to go to public school, and they tried it, and now we're just strictly homeschool. Okay. So I kind of tried to, like, let my kids lead and let them come to conclusions themselves instead of, I want to go to public school. They yeah. just know.
Well, and it's something that works for you and your family.
Yeah.
And that's, yep. I think that is ground zero.
Yep.
Is it's not for everybody.
No, definitely not. It is a total choice. And I don't knock the people that choose public school. Yeah. Everybody's so different. And now I have four boys.
Yeah.
We've just, it was like popcorn with kids. It just kept going.
All right.
But now it's like just grown into something we really do enjoy.
And that opened up another business
yeah.
for you guys that you actually named the business what?
Four Brothers Farm.
Okay. Yep. Based on the four.
Four brothers.
The four brothers.
Yep.
So if there's a fifth, it'll be four brothers and plus one?
That will not be happening because there's been a surgery to ensure.
So tell me what, I mean, I'm kind of getting the idea here that everything that you're doing is wellness for the person, wellness for your family and the teaching. And the farm, I would, you know, you are taking the direction of the farm to what way? You know, what's the path of your farm?
Yeah. So funny story. When I was starting my wellness journey, mm-hmm. And we lived in my grandma's apartment basement, our first experience with farm was I had bought one chicken
okay.
that someone butchered that I knew from mm-hmm. church, and they delivered it to my home, and my husband looked at it and said, I'm not eating that. He was like, I can't eat that. It was so disconnected from the land,
yep.
so disconnected from, like, what we should be doing as human beings. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, well, I cooked it. I ate it. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. So I always, like, just really craved that kind of thing. And at grandma's house, you couldn't do that. But he was, like, so not in sync with me. And then mm-hmm. when we moved up here and bought the house that we have, and we have tons of acres, tons and tons of acres, and room to do everything. And the first thing that my grandpa had encouraged us to do was buy some egg layers, buy some chickens.
Yep.
And that was like our introduction to homesteading. And at one point we had like 30 chickens.
Wow.
Like we became like chicken freaks.
I say you're probably, I mean, I know that on a average day there's or average week there's a number of eggs coming out of one chicken, so everything that you were eating had eggs in it.
Yeah. We were giving eggs away. Yeah. We eventually downsized because we were like, this is actually insane.
Right.
But yeah, it grew from that, and then we got sheep and pigs and meat chickens. Mm-hmm. He got on board with the meat chickens.
Okay.
Yep. Every year we grow them, butcher them and everything. It's really great. And yeah, so it just kind of, you know, one step at a time. And the YouTube channel is really, the message is, if we can do it, you can do it too. And we take our viewers along on, like, we canned for the first time this year.
Okay.
That's like a staple in a lot of people in this community, and they've been right. doing it forever. But for us, you know, younger parents,
yeah.
we just didn't know.
Yeah.
We just didn't know. And so we tried together. We canned salsa and applesauce and tomatoes and tons of things. And so we share with our viewers, like, it's
that
really
process.
It's the process. And it's really that simple. And you just focus on a couple things or even one thing. And you grow every year with that skill. And yeah.
To become more self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient.
On what you are eating. Mm-hmm. I know I got beet pickles. I love beet pickles. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one in the family that likes beet pickles.
Yeah, not my thing.
But the good news is you know, I can them all up, mm-hmm. and then I can, you know, if I like to say that beet pickles to me are like crack to somebody else. You know, everybody's got their little vice of whether it's coffee or whether it happens to be whatever. For me, there's, I don't know why, I just, it takes me back, and I'm actually using my grandmother's recipe. Now, just because you use the recipe, I'm sure grandma had everything laid out, but it was like a little of this and a little of that.
Yeah.
So they end up turning out that way for myself as well. I use the basic ingredients and follow things, you know, but I just love going down and grabbing that can.
Doesn't it feel so good? And it feels so good to know you made it.
Yeah, and I know that your guys' journey is to be more self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So that you take less trips to the grocery store, you know, for the food side of things.
Yep.
How's that coming?
It's going really great. I don't know if you've seen any of our episodes, but we walk our viewers through, like, our goal and how many pounds of meat, various meats we want to put in the freezer, what we end up with. And we have two deep freezer, well, and our indoor freezer just full of all of our vegetables that we froze, meat, pork, sheep, chicken. We do buy our beef from a local person, but it feels so good to go to that freezer and know what they ate. They didn't get injected with a ton of chemicals.
Yeah. And the beef for us, my neighbor does beef. I can not necessarily pet them, but they come up and, you know, I know I can't buy it any more locally than that.
Than your backyard.
Yeah. And, and before that, I was getting it through another local, another local gentleman to try to make sure that, you know, we are eating better.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to get things that aren't full of chemicals. There's just so many things out there. You talked about your YouTube channel, and that, can you give us all of where we can reach you at all of your businesses? So let's start with Living Water
Wellness.
So Living Water Wellness, how can somebody get in touch with you if they want to talk to you about that?
Yep. So my website is livingwaterwellnessmi.com. Okay. It'll take you right to my website. You can call me, text me to schedule.
Okay. Give us your phone number.
Yeah. 616-329-8565. If you want to book a appointment in person or over the phone or schedule a reflexology session, I would love to see you. Yeah.
So they can find you there for your reflexology and your consulting and that type of thing. Where can we find you on YouTube for your farm?
Yeah, so our name is Four Brothers Farm. You'll see me in a red jumper with my husband Cameron in the photo.
As we wrap this up, I'd like you to give us, if you would, a wellness tip, something that we could start right now if there's is such a thing.
Yeah. My favorite one to throw out that affects everybody is fluorescent lighting and LED lighting. Did you know that fluorescent LED lighting flickers 120 times per second? And it flickers so fast that your eyes don't perceive it, but your brain does. And it actually raises your cortisol levels and makes you feel a little bit anxious. So when you go into the grocery store, a lot of people say, I just get really anxious in the store and I just get a little flustered or I zone out. That's because of the lighting.
Okay.
And you can actually buy blue light blockers.
Okay.
I wear them every time I go in the grocery store and it keeps me calm.
Okay. I knew about the flicker. I knew about that because being in video and that, a lot of times we come into a place that's using all the updated lighting to save energy. And I can actually see it in the camera with a rolling bar.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, okay. So then I got to go in and change settings and make it work. Bree, thank you so much for coming in and sharing a little portion of your life.
Yeah.
You know, and what you do. I think it's important through the DiscoverMotCom podcast to get to know the people. And, you know, you've kind of like got three jobs, and the fourth one maybe being a wife. You know, you've got the family, you've got the farm, you've got your business and your relationship. You know, it's constantly going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, balance is probably something that we all need to work on.
Yes.
I mean, that's a whole nother episode.
That's another episode.
And maybe we can come back and talk about that. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think it's important that we help each other.
Yeah.
So on that note, thank you so much for stopping by today. You can follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can check out all of our episodes. We're well over 150 at this point, and we just keep growing. And we keep telling stories. So if you have a skill, run a business, know of a neighbor that has a lot of knowledge about this area, reach out to me, 231-250-9624. I would love to do stories like the one we just did here with Bree, with other people around the county, just to get to know how other people do things, and they're good inspiration for the rest of us. You can also find us on Pandora, Apple, and iHeart. It's just one of those things that we just keep telling stories, but we need your help. 231-250-9624 is my number. Reach out. I'd love to interview you. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.